Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With all of the national discussion about Trump tariffs, we thought it would be a good idea to talk to someone locally about what the tariffs could mean for our state. Bill Hawk is an associate professor of economics and academic director for the professional MBA program at the Darla Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, where he joins us from now by phone. Bill, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So are you fielding a lot of questions these days about tariffs?
There's plenty of them coming in. I mean, it's something that obviously affects the entire state's economy, and there's a lot of uncertainty around them. So, yeah, it's a question that's coming up quite a bit lately.
All right, so what is the number one concern you're hearing about tariffs here affecting business in our state?
Yeah, so I think the thing that we're worried about right now is with the steel and aluminum tariffs. Steel and aluminum are used a lot in, say, like the auto industry and the construction industry. And the tariffs that have been announced, that has the potential to raise input costs quite a bit for those industries. What happens then? Well, you know, some of the cost of those increased inputs get either passed along to consumers, or maybe firms kind of slow down production a little bit, which can have problems with the job markets.
All right. And our biggest trading partner, Germany, any concerns there?
Yeah, so I think the big concern right now would be that we could see tariffs on imports coming in from Germany. And I think, you know, perhaps even more importantly, if there was retaliation on exports going out from South Carolina to the European Union as well, it's something that, you know, we need to keep an eye on.
And so what exports here in our state might be affected in a retaliatory measure?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing that we're always worried about are, say, the auto and aircraft industries, really the biggest export industries from South Carolina. And a lot of those are going overseas. You know, China's a big importer, actually, of some of the stuff that we're producing here in state. And we're already seeing some trade tensions with China. If tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods go into effect, well, then we might see retaliation from Canada and Mexico. Canada and Mexico both also very large trading partners with the United States. Yeah, I mean, you know, especially I think, you know, the auto industry, the North American supply chains have become so integrated that if there's a trade war amongst these North American trading partners, that really hurts the auto industry.
Okay, and so the bottom line here, then is higher prices on a lot of things and maybe supply disruptions?
Yeah, so yeah, I think that's really the twofold thing is that we would see in with tariffs, a lot of the cost of those tariffs tend to get passed on to consumers, especially, you know, if we're talking about imports of consumer goods. But then also, I think one of the things that has become more and more prominent as global supply chains have grown is that trade wars can cause supply disruptions that, you know, we often think about tariffs as being, you know, kind of bad for consumers, but maybe good for domestic producers. Really, as global supply chains become more integrated, they're bad for domestic producers as well. So I think, you know, those are the things that we're really worried about as trade tensions rise.
And, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of supply disruption happened then, and a lot of nearshoring occurred, which you know, meant Mexico in a lot of cases and Canada. So I guess there's some problems on the horizon there too.
Yeah, no, I think we saw, you know, as you were mentioning, during the pandemic and really even before that, as during the first Trump administration, there were trade tensions with China. There was an effort to try to move supply chains a little bit closer to the United States. And yeah, I think, you know, that probably did increase our reliance on Canada and Mexico, and now they're the source of trade tensions as well. So yeah, I think, you know, it's a very interesting situation for any firm really that's got significant global supply chains at the moment.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for your time and your insight.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Bill Hawk is an associate professor of economics and academic director for the professional MBA program at the Darla Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia. And remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.